This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. Drug maker Johnson & Johnson is seeking approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to authorize its single-dose COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The company's application follows its January 29th report, in which it said the vaccine had a 66% rate of preventing infections in its large global trial. Unlike the two currently authorized vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson's does not require a second shot or need to be shipped frozen. The single-shot vaccine could help boost supply and simplify the U.S. immunization campaign amid concerns due to the more contagious UK coronavirus variant and the potential of lower vaccine effectiveness against a variant that first emerged in South Africa. President Joe Biden promised Thursday that the United States will sharply increase its engagement around the world during his White House tenure, ending what he contended was 4 years of neglect and abuse of foreign relations by former President Donald Trump. Biden declared at the State Department in his first major foreign policy address, "As president, America cannot afford to be absent on the world stage," adding diplomacy is at the center of the foreign policy. He said that American alliances are our greatest assets, while warning both Russia and China of American resolve. Trump, employing an American first credo, had often quarreled with traditional U.S. allies while taking a softer tone with authoritarian states. Biden said he told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a phone call, "The days of U.S. rolling over to Moscow are over." By remote, this is